From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A ferry boat carrying hundreds of Americans has reportedly left Libya, headed for the Mediterranean island of Malta after days of weather-related delays. Opposition groups in Libya are battling forces loyal to the country's leader, Muammar Gaddafi. The opposition is also consolidating its control of areas in eastern Libya, including the city of Benghazi. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro says thousands of people have gathered in front of the courthouse there.
One of the most interesting things here is that they are flying the old Libyan flag that used to be used under the former king. And of course, they don't have these flags, so they've had to make them, essentially. And so you see these makeshift flags flying in the air. They're also holding up banners, and a lot of these, the messages are to the actual people of Benghazi. The warnings, don't steal, don't loot, you know, be careful, keep the peace.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in eastern Libya. The unrest in Libya and across the Middle East has driven up oil prices, which have eased back a bit after topping the $100 a barrel level. Gasoline prices are also on the rise, and Dan Ronan of the AAA says further increases may be on the horizon.
If this situation in Libya deteriorates and there's been talk of sabotaging oil fields and it spreads to other nations along the Persian Gulf, clearly there's going to be a supply problem. Right now, we don't have a supply problem.
And higher fuel prices are also putting upward pressure on airfares. Rick Sini is with FareCompare.com.
We've seen six airfare hikes, broad-based airfare hikes, since early December. This is the same pace we saw during the oil crisis of 2007-2008.
Sini says fuel surcharges on flights to Europe right now are averaging $360 round trip. That's in addition to airfare. One house of Wisconsin's legislature, the state assembly, has passed a controversial plan proposed by the state's GOP governor to strip public sector workers of most of their collective bargaining rights. More than a dozen Democrats were waiting to speak when a vote on the bill was suddenly opened just after midnight and closed within a matter of seconds before most Democrats could cast votes. The bill now goes to the state Senate, but no vote can take place there as long as Democratic lawmakers remain away from the state. Governor Scott Walker says the longer they stay away, the worse it will be for Wisconsin.
There's all sorts of other unintended consequences, and it's still my belief that in the end they'll come home.
Walker says if the bill doesn't pass by today, he'll be forced to start issuing layoff notices. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney says President Obama understands that states such as Wisconsin are facing budget crunches.
A lot of states in the union are dealing with fiscal issues, big problems in their state budgets that need to be addressed, and they need to act responsibly, tighten their belts, live within their means.
Yesterday on this newscast, we inadvertently referred to the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act as a Bush-era law. The legislation was actually signed in the Clinton administration. We regret the error. This is NPR News. Rescue workers in New Zealand have not given up hope of finding more survivors from this week's earthquake. About 200 people are still missing. Stuart Cohen reports the death toll from the quake has risen to 113.
Nobody has been pulled alive from the rubble of the earthquake since Wednesday afternoon, yet officials like Christchurch Mayor Bob Parker refuse to say they've given up hope.
That rescue operation just continues, more and more people on the ground. Everybody is going at it because they believe they will find people. And we hope people are alive.
Police have so far released just a handful of names of the dead and are urging foreign visitors to call home if they haven't already, since many people have been reported missing by relatives overseas. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
Voters in Ireland are casting ballots today in a general election. NPR's Philip Reeves reports it's the first since the country was forced to take a massive economic bailout.
The crisis that's gripped the Eurozone is about to claim its first political victims. All the polls predict a heavy defeat for Fianna Fáil, the party that's presided over the worst economic crisis in Ireland since independence. On its watch, Ireland's banks went bust, brought down by a massive property bubble that burst. The government's facing the biggest budget deficit in the EU. With no work at home, about 100,000 people are expected to emigrate from this small nation over the next 2 years, leaving those that remain to figure out how to repay nearly $90 billion to the IMF and EU. That's the main challenge facing the winners of today's election, almost certainly Fine Gael, led by Enda Kenny, the likely new Prime Minister. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Dublin.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.